Hello, and welcome to this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today's very special guest, we're happy to have Kim Ellis with us. Kim is the Deputy Academic Coordinator for ISU-SSP, the International Space University SSP program that's on campus this summer as a partnership of the NASA Kennedy Space Center and FIT. Welcome, Kim. Thank you for being here.
Well, g'day, Wes. How are you going? And g'day, Florida.
Well, we appreciate you coming in to chat all about ISU, and tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the International Space University.
Well, it's actually a story that takes about 20 years in the making. I visited Florida when I was 21, so please don't tell anyone. I think I just gave it away myself then, so never mind.
That's okay.
That's all right. And I happened to be down here in Florida on a trip, and just by accident there was a shuttle launch on at the time I was here, and I was so captivated by that that 20 years later when my company restructured and I had the opportunity to go back to university and do something a little different, I decided that I would actually go into what I really loved, and that was space. I do love mining, research and technology. That's my background as well. But I had heard about ISU through the NASA website, and I had followed what they'd been doing, and I'd seen that they'd had a program at NASA Ames in 2009. The summer program's held in a different country every year, so it was. I looked at that program and thought, oh, no, I won't apply because I won't get it. And then when I did actually lose my position through a restructure, I rethought that and decided that I would apply. And I received not only admission, but I received quite a hefty scholarship. And that started me on the journey to getting private sponsorship from Australia and then moving on and actually doing the SSP in 2010 in Strasbourg.
And that led to them wanting you back to help them coordinate the academic programs for 2012.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not sure what happened, but
must have gone swimmingly well.
I think that's pretty amazing considering the program's so packed in the summer. You have lectures, you have department activities, you have a research project, you are meeting hundreds of people from, I think this year there's either 30 or 31 different countries, and I think in my year it was 29. So it's pretty amazing that in between all of that activity I was able to actually make an impression, but I must have.
You must have, and you're actually supported by the government of Australia to come back and work with ISU this year?
That's right. I won a local scholarship, an Endeavour Award scholarship, which is an Australian government program to promote international relations, and I'm really, really grateful and happy that I was given this opportunity to travel and work with such a great team of people who are able to deliver a program. It's really like an army deployment, setting up from scratch in a new location.
Like a MASH unit.
Yeah, I think sometimes it seems like triage in our academic office. So it's really pretty amazing, and it's a great program. I would recommend to anybody who's thinking about it to find out about ISU from the website, which is isunet.edu. And you can get a lot of information from there. They do a lot of different programs.
And you have a group that is spreading its wings in the world, Earth Space Tech, growing science, technology, and innovation in your world. Tell us quickly about that.
Well, I've gone back to university to study law, and don't hold that against me, though. You know you've heard that joke about lawyers, and I'm probably going to offend them all here. What's 1,000 lawyers at the bottom of the sea?
I don't know what.
Good start, I've heard, yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
I really wanted to be able to link science, technology, and law, and use technology transfer and innovation to help people into the future. So that's what that organization is all about.
And folks can learn more at www.earthspacetech.com or find out more about ISU online as well. You can link from www.fit.edu to all things ISU from the homepage. We are just about out of time. I'd like to thank my very special guest from ISU, Kim Ellis, the Deputy Academic Coordinator. Thanks for coming in, Kim.
Au revoir.
And also want to thank Deb Colleen in the background. She's the silent partner back there. Thank you, Deb. That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.